You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tyrod is a New York Giant right now?
No, Tyrod.
He was at one point. He's somewhere.
He was a New York Giant. Where is he at right now? Okay, I think he's... I'm going to say Tyrod is a... I'm going to say a Cincinnati Bengal.
Jesse?
I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking.
Oh, okay. He's a Jet.
Yeah, he's a Jet.
Oh!
He's a New York Jet.
Damn it.
So if you had just said he's in New York, you would have been right. But
damn.
Yeah, he's a Jet. How many teams
not like KC.
Has... Wasn't there a controversy about his name? Didn't he say, my name isn't Tyrod, it's Tyrod?
Yeah, Tyrod, not Tyrod.
And it's like, why are you correcting this 8 years into your career?
Exactly.
How many teams has Tyrod Taylor played for?
Tyrod has played
uh-huh.
for
9.
Is that official or are you guessing?
I'm guessing.
I'm gonna say 11.
Oh my god!
Felt like he's on a different team every year.
I got him in Baltimore, Buffalo, of course Cleveland, because everybody has to play quarterback for the Browns, the Chargers, the Texans, the Giants, and the Jets.
Oh!
Count that.
No!
Count that. 12.
No!
Got him at 7.
Damn. You know, actually, I knew we were talking about Tyrod Taylor, but you know who I was kind of getting it confused with was Josh Johnson.
Oh, Josh Johnson, I think, has played for 30 teams.
Yeah.
That game with him could be tough.
He retired, right?
He retired twice, and they like just kept bringing him back.
Shanahan kept bringing him back. Or no, it was Harbaugh maybe who kept bringing him back. Yeah, Harbaugh, because Harbaugh coached him at UC San Diego.
Poor Josh Johnson got thrown in there in the
championship
game.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to go 15.
Oh,
I'm going to go 15.
Man.
I'm going to go 13.
We might actually count this one.
I'm going 13.
13, KC. 13. Jesse goes 15. All right, here we go, folks.
It might be like 17 of you just total training camp invites.
Oh, this is – okay. Woo, man. Follow along, kids. Tampa Bay. San Francisco. Uh-huh. I'm not going to count this, but I'm reading it. The Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Oh, come on.
Count that.
Cleveland. Cincinnati, not counting it, but I'm saying it. San Francisco.
Okay.
Cincinnati. The Jets. The Colts. The Bills. The Ravens. The Giants. The Texans. The Raiders. The football team. Not counting it. The San Diego Fleet. The Lions.
Stop.
Not counting it, the Wildcats.
Okay, stop there.
The 49ers.
Yeah, stop there.
The Jets.
These run backs should count.
No,
they don't count.
No.
The Ravens.
Wait, the Ravens, he started there. Oh, no, that was Tyrod. Damn.
the Broncos.
Oh my gosh. When is this gonna end?
Let's go, Johnson.
49ers again.
Well, we gotta count that at some point. Someone else could have signed him.
The Ravens again. And the Commanders. Did we end at 15?
Yeah. That's me.
That's Jesse.
No, he's Jesse 17. Said 15. We didn't talk about 15. He said 13.
I thought he said 17.
I thought you said 15.
I said 15. I was like, if you count the training camp invites, maybe it's like 17 as a joke.
No, I wrote down 15.
Yeah.
Man.
Jesse Tapia. That is crazy.
I can't miss right now.
That is crazy. That man played for the 49ers 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
Josh Johnson got hurt in the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia.
Josh Johnson.
That Brock got hurt.
Josh Johnson was the greatest evidence of collusion in the National Football League to keep Colin Kaepernick out. Because it was like, okay, all right, y'all feel however you want. All right, fine. Josh Johnson?
just kept going.
All right, what was more, the amount of teams he played for or the millions he made in his career?
Ooh.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Okay, now wait a minute.
Way less.
I don't even know if Josh Johnson's...
He might not even made a million.
Contract? I don't even know if Josh Johnson's contract is... Well, I found a Josh Johnson. This might be so complicated you have to pay for
this
it.
This is the first ever football one.
I'd assume this
isn't the first
guaranteed.
Ever football one, is it?
Yeah, because we usually stay away from it because of the contract.
Oh, no, I got this one in front of me.
What? Oh, you have it?
Yeah, I was asking you.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. What the hell? No, what's going on here?
No, he honorably said, I got it in front of me.
I asked you guys a question.
No, wait a minute. How long has this been going on? The hell?
I said, hey, D'Lo and Casey, what do you think is more, millions or the teams?
Hey, what the hell? No, well, how long has this been going on? You guys see this. Chatty House, you see this. Radio, you heard this.
Alex Rodriguez trying to blame Derek Jeter for taking steroids or something. I'm like, come on, pal.
Can I just casually mention something that wasn't pointed out? Josh Johnson's on a roster now.
Oh, I thought he retired.
Josh Johnson is on a roster now.
Wow.
What was your question a second ago?
Was he playing more teams or more millions?
Yes.
Yeah.
I said more teams. He's making like $500,000.
He's in the NFL right now?
He is. And I'll include his salary next year.
$750,000.
15 teams.
His pension's going to be looking nice.
At the end of this upcoming season with the Washington football Commanders, how many years has he played? 14 years, 15 teams, $13,462,285.
That's a good amount of money. That's a good amount of money.
Not sneezing at it.
I knew he wasn't going to make more than the teams he played, though. He was on some $500,000 contracts most of the time. $13 million more than I probably would have thought, though. That's good money. It's good money, Josh. And who knows what he's getting from Cricket Wireless.
This would have been...
That's the commercial, yeah.
This would have been an absolutely epic pocket watching if Jesse hadn't seen it.
Are we?
I don't even know that I could have properly have done... Oh, yes, I... I could have just went with the career.
I
would have said 12, so I probably would have got that. You count that, basically.
Okay, well, I would have said
12. You've already lost once today.
I would have said 12.
In fact, let me go ahead and count this.
I don't even know why that counts. It's not even a pocket watching.
It was mutually agreed upon.
We're talking about the teams that he played for. It's not even a pocket watching.
12-4.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. And then we saw speaking of collusion, we saw the collusion right here.
No. There's an article out about collusion. I haven't had a chance to read this one in its entirety, but I guess ESPN has decided, hey, maybe we should investigate this.
Well, after Florian called him to the
table. Are you talking about the one that you guys were talking about a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We might have to save that one for tomorrow because
I think you brought that up a month ago.
Well, yeah, Dan like brought it up.
2 weeks later, Florio started talking. Well, it was the Shador.
Yeah, it was the Shador lawsuit.
Yeah.
Which, hey, shout out to whoever that guy was. He has to be a lawyer because he was the one who said, "Hey, I want full discovery on this." Mm-hmm. And that's when Florio and Pablo Torre. Mm-hmm. Really dove into this, and then all of a sudden it started to become a thing that they were talking about. They got their hands on the report, and that podcast came out like 2 weeks ago, two weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And ESPN just dropped its first article. Sources, NFLPA, NFL agreed to keep collusion finding secret.
Stop it.
Man,
they were trying to go at Pablo Torre too when they were talking about that.
They absolutely were. We need to have a in-depth discussion on that. We'll hold that off till tomorrow because I want to read the ESPN article in its entirety and not try to read it here during the commercial break.
Real quick, you talk about Josh Johnson signing with the Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. Did you see? It's in like the Washington Times, and I think it's an opinion piece, so it's not like a report. But whoever the writer was making the argument they should go back to the Redskins.
And I didn't see that article.
I've heard that you lived in the area, so maybe you heard a little bit more. But I've heard a number of different times, like the Native American community in that DMV area,
mm-hmm.
was like, yeah, we've never had a problem with it. It was actually kind of a source of pride,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted them to keep the Redskins name,
mm-hmm.
but public pressure and the public perception of it all kind of forced them out of it. I don't think they'll ever go back.
Well, you see the jerseys they dropped today?
I did, yeah, I did.
I did.
I think that's where I saw like that's where
yeah
I
they
saw
dropped the I guess piece. Throwbacks now, which is jerseys. Pretty much jerseys from that era now.
It's the same thing, yeah, it's just the same without jersey. The logo. They've got the W logo now as opposed to the old one. But, that was interesting. There was a lot of – I remember when it happened, and then in some of the years since, a lot of Native American tribes have said they should have never messed with the name. I don't think it's ever going to change, but
–
interesting.
Yeah, I mean that. I don't know. I will err on the side of that's not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's how they feel, then that their voices should be the ones that are listened to. In this regard, I will sit back, shut up, and probably just continue to call them the football team.
that's what they should go back to. Forget the Commanders. Football just, team is where you should
just
go back
keep
to.
Keep calling them the football team and keep it moving. I don't know. I still forget that they're the Guardians.
Yeah.
I forget. I see that like regularly. Like I had to point out the Seattle game I was at.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this. But for some reason, seeing it at a ballpark was a little jarring. My brother, he's a Giants fan.
Baseball Giants?
Yeah. San Francisco Giants. Yeah. But he loves baseball. He got season tickets to the Mariners, the whole thing. And I noticed, I was like, hey, look at the scoreboard. And it was, you know, New York and St. Louis, Baltimore and whatever. Mm. And then all the way at the end, there was SF Giants Athletics. And I pointed that out to them, and they kind of like look like, yeah, they won't call them Sacramento. They're not Oakland, and they're not yet Las Vegas. So it was, again, I knew it was there.
Yeah,
We've seen it a million times. But seeing it on that scoreboard at the game, I just looked at it almost with I got an attitude about it. I was like, oh, huh.
Yeah, they ain't Sacramento yet.
It's just the Athletics.
At the game, I picked up a A's hat with the Sacramento patch on the side of it.
I think you got that where?
At the A's game.
Oh,
I think you can, I shouldn't say only, but I haven't seen it like in Lids or anything else like that. Only place I've seen them is at the team store there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got to get it, man. Who knows? This might be, who knows how long it's going to be here. So, got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I hope they stay a lot longer.
I hope so, too. I hope to sit in the seats that can.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kenny was sitting in over the weekend for the most sought-out ticket since the A's have been here.
What's that have to do with anything? Crazy. What's that have to do with just like watching the
Kenny
game?
Kenny's like, oh, I can't go to the game. And then just next thing you know, like, Logan Webb, pitch the seventh.
I just want to make sure everybody saw the picture for what is it? King, there he is.
I was watching the game.
Look at the boy. Looked like you about to play in it.
What are you talking about? I just took a picture. The game was over.
Look at all them drinks next to him too,
that
man.
That was not mine either.
Manny, boy, ate well, drank well.
Man,
must be nice. We'll come back, man. You want to know why it feels like things are so? Teams are so tight with their wallets. Turns out that players lost a bunch of money this year.
Oh, man.
I've never seen
millions.
I've never seen a story like this before. We'll explain. We're dealing with Casey. We turn. Manny, hang tight. Manny, we see you. 916-909-1320. We'll get to you right after the break here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, let's see what Manny's talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. 916-909-1320. Manny, what's good?
Hey, y'all. I did want to, before I promote the show tonight, but I did want to get y'all thoughts on on that signing by Chet. Like, I saw some people, there was some a little bit argument online about people think they overpaid, but you're going to pay your top three guys, I think, in mind. So regardless, you are going to give them that contract, and that's just part of what the NBA is at this point. So even if they have some concerns about injuries or, you know, him being able to be on the court, it's, you're going to sign the dude. There's no, they already had a plan in place. They've executed it flawlessly up to this point. All that stuff's been worked out by them, in my opinion. But tonight, it is the dog days of summer, so we always have to find things to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about Kuminga, about where do the Kings go from here, and if we think that they're officially done, and this is the team we're going to have to roll with going forward. We're going to talk vacations, people's favorite vacations, and maybe some destinations people haven't been to yet that they'd love to go check out. And then, I think we're going to go with that. And also, Casey, I'd like to hear your thoughts, too, especially you're such a fanatic. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about teams that, you know, everybody has the teams that they love. But what's a team in a particular year that just kind of had a chokehold on you that you had to watch that year that wasn't necessarily one of your teams, right? So it could be a college team, NBA, NFL, whichever one it is. So 8 p.m. tonight. We got a couple things to talk about, so make sure you check us out on ESPN 1320.
Hang on, Manny. When you call us, are you talking to us through AirPods, a wired headset? How are you talking to us?
Right now I'm in the work truck. I pulled over so I could, you know, vibe with you guys a little bit.
Okay, so it's not phone to ear, it's Bluetooth?
Yeah, right now it's Bluetooth.
Yeah, you sound terrible.
Thanks, man.
No, it's thanks, Manny.
Appreciate you, Manny.
We'll be tapping in tonight, 8 o'clock, the Chatty House. As always, man, shout out to the Chatty House, who I always say, man, everybody wants to host a podcast until they have a podcast. Mm-hmm. These guys wanted to host a podcast, and they missed an episode, except for the week we had a StreamYard issue.
Yeah,
that was a forced stay off. They haven't missed an episode yet.
They even found a way to finagle their intro into us closing the show.
Well, we fixed that.
Thankfully, Damian was back, because me and Casey would have let that play for years.
What'd I do?
Just a quick notice to Manny and Tasha. When y'all make an adjustment for the Chatty House, it makes an adjustment for the entire network. So what we need to do is build you guys your own setting. So we'll work on that. But tap into the Chatty House tonight beginning at 8 o'clock over on the YouTube channel at ESPN 1320. And if you're not a subscriber yet, become one. We're on the road to 9,000. Jesse, Kyle, they've been working really, really hard on our YouTube channel in recent months. I'm sure a lot of you who have been with us a long time have seen, you know, some additions to our platform, some more shorts are being added, more videos are being added, and thus that has lifted our subscriber rate, and we're getting closer and closer to 9,000, just over about 200 shorts. So if you, for whatever reason, haven't become a subscriber yet, become one over at youtube.com/ESPN1320.
Yeah, man. Big ups.
KC found an article that said NBA players are losing $500 million this season.
That was crazy.
No, that's not just Chet Holmgren's new contract. So I learned a lot reading this article from... There was a lot from Sportico where these are things that I didn't know. Players put money into an escrow account every year that stays there, and it's used to kind of, for lack of a better term, or maybe this is the perfect term, balance out the books. And it turns out the NBA's books weren't quite balanced.
That's crazy. You're the league. You're supposed to... we're going to need to take some of this money. What?
Basketball-related income for this past season was at $10.25 billion. And it's a key number for players as it determines how much of their salary that they'll get from last season. Well, it turns out that's not quite what they expected. And the total was about $480 million that they're missing from this. And Steph, who is, and it's based on the amount that you make. Mm-hmm. So the amount Steph loses isn't the same amount
it's
that
percentage.
Keon Ellis loses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Steph, who is the highest paid player last year at $55.8 million, he's going to lose $5.1 million.
That's crazy.
Now, obviously, Steph, he can still have wine with his steak dinner. Like, he's not...
yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to tighten the strings on this one. But it is crazy to think, like, oh, no, he just lost $5 million.
Man.
Then you could argue it's $5 million he never had.
Right.
But, yeah, $5 million.
So that was one of the things, because I was talking to my wife about this this story. And just to get a better understanding, because she's unbelievably intelligent. And we were just kind of breaking it down, and it was almost like, because it's in, they have the escrow accounts and all this other stuff. It's almost like if you're Steph Curry and you say, I signed a contract, just round numbers, say I signed a contract that makes me, that pays me $55 million a year. Just to be safe, you should probably look at that as I signed a contract that pays me $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because that $5 million potentially may not be there because of the escrow accounts and all this other stuff. If everybody's books are on point and the league made all the money they were supposed to, yeah, you'll get that extra $5 million. But maybe it's just a mind trick that you would do with your contract. But look at it as I'm guaranteed $50 million. That's what I'm making for sure. Another $5 million is up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially how I read what happened with the NBA this past year. And they also said it's not common, which is probably why we haven't heard this too much. I don't know what happened this year, but it just worked out where they came up a little short.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go into that escrow account that the league and the players both agreed on having during this latest CBA. Or actually, they've had it, I want to say, they said since the strike in 99, they created this system, and yeah, they had to dip into that escrow account this season.
This is so, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Given one that, again, and I don't know how common this is. I don't think I've ever paid attention to this before, but you also have the cap not going up the full 10%. Mm-hmm. You have it going up 7%. And every time we do these projections about who's going to be the first $100 million a year player, who's going to be the closest in 5 years, who's going to be the closest in 10 years, and all of this stuff, it's all based on the cap increasing 10% every year, because every year the cap increases by 10%. That's the max in which it can increase. It seems rarely does it increase at a lower percentage,
right,
than the max. So the fact that we have them digging into this escrow account and the cap going up 3% shorter than we expected.
They
it's like, huh?
They really not spending money. So
it's why Jonathan Kuminga's not getting money.
Hey, they really.
It's why Josh Giddey is standing around like Fresh Prince on the final episode, looking around like, what is going on here?
The money is tight. The thing that I wondered, how did this happen, was, when you talk about the, and I, once again, I learned it from this situation. When they talk about the cap going up, and this is what it is, tell me if I'm wrong, that seems to just be a projection of what the league is going to make.
Yes.
So if the cap, right now, they said for this upcoming 2025-2026 season, I can't remember, but let's say the cap is going to go up by $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're projecting that we'll have enough money, and everybody will have enough money for this thing to go up by $7 million. Where they might be coming up short would be ticket sales,
mm-mm,
league pass sales. Like, where, mm-mm, would they be coming up short?
It's speculation. Mm-hmm. One, it's complete speculation. Sportico notes the local media, mm, environment. It's essentially James Hamm's fault. It's essentially what they're saying is Steph Curry lost $5 million because of James
Harden. Bonte's fault.
Bonte. Well, we saw that interaction between Bonte and Draymond Green. It's definitely his fault. But joking. It's the NBC Sports California stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all of the uncertainty with these regional sports networks. And this is, hey, Adam Silver said this year, like, we're stuck in this, I don't remember the exact term that he used, but it was something like this caveman version of media rights in local markets. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason he's saying that. He's obviously watching these receipts come in like, guys, we ain't gonna make it. Mm-hmm. And this is where people are going to get a little uncomfortable. Not me. Mm-hmm. Sportico notes that because there were multiple small market teams amongst the last one standing in the playoffs, that could have put a dent in overall revenue for like postseason receipts. So a ticket at the Garden, for example, Boston, New York is going to be higher than a ticket in Indiana. A ticket in Los Angeles or Chicago is going to cost more than a ticket in Oklahoma City.
Right.
And so that all potentially, according to the people who follow this stuff, these are not my opinions. According to the people who follow this stuff, that likely plays a culprit in this, with the local media issues being the biggest one. And I point out the local media issues, one, because they did.
Yeah.
And two, because Adam Silver did.
Yeah.
And Adam Silver brought this up in the middle of the season. And now if we were unsure about, man, why are they so desperate to get rid of NBC Sports California? Why are they so desperate to get rid of regional sports networks? Here's why.
Yeah.
It cost the players $480 million.
And so that's what I was wondering. The revenue from the tickets in the postseason makes perfect sense, as much as some people might not like it. But the regional sports deals. So the question that I had after reading this is, are those literally year to year? Because I would think the Kings, for example, my thought was they have a, let's just say, a 5-year deal with NBC Sports, California, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
5-year deal, $25 million in total. They're going to pay us a base salary. If I'm the Kings, they're paying us a base salary of $5 million a year. Mm-hmm. I would think that wouldn't fluctuate from year to year. Right? Like at the very least, I'm getting five.
Well,
like the way it's written and the way it sounds is the NBA, the Kings thought they were getting five.
Yeah.
And then NBC came back and said, you're getting two this year. That's how it writes.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Unless the company went bankrupt. Unless in your scenario, NBC Sports California goes bankrupt. Mm. Then, like, I don't know. Well, I think it was, but there were, and I don't know that this was in the NBA. I don't know this was Phoenix. I feel like this might have been tied, like, the Diamondbacks or something. It was like, you went bankrupt. How do you still have the rights to air anything?
Right. Yeah.
Like, if you can't live up, I'm not.
Valleys did that with a lot of those.
And maybe the Suns were one of those teams that happened with. But there were, you know, there's teams that, not teams, networks that went a certain direction and, let's try the local, like the Channel 10, Channel 13, Channel 3, let's try that. Maybe that dollar figure was lower.
You know, cause in this situation, you're thinking of every single penny in your penny pinching here. With this,
that's why the Kings couldn't offer Keon the contract. Well, it's because NBC Sports California.
Thanks a lot, Morgan Reagan.
Yep. Damn Morgan. Deuce and Moe contract was too high. Keon can't get paid. And Steph Curry lost $5 million. That's what I'm telling everybody. Steph Curry lost $5 million because of Deuce and Moe.
Thanks a lot.
And Deuce Bonte.
And Moe. Yeah, and Bonte. Bonte's the main culprit.
Definitely.
Main
culprit. We see Bonte's shoes.
I saw the shirt he had at and Baby Chess's birthday party. Come on, man. That money came from somewhere.
Yeah, got it from the same place you get yours.
Well, stop it. Where you get yours? What are you talking
Wearing
about?
Wearing a T-shirt.
Bag you got today. That's a different bag than yesterday, but same brand.
It is not. You're making stuff up. Why do you lie to people every day?
Like, it's the truth. Just
no one's going to trust us.
Move so they can see. Every day, move so they can see what the bag is.
You see that Baker Family Wine right behind me. If you missed the start of the show, shout out to Baker Family Wine. Welcome to the family, Dusty Baker. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. So if I'm the league, if I'm Adam Silver, is it possible that I go to these players and say, hey, we had to take out an escrow account. You lost X amount of million of dollars. You know, one of the ways where we can make up this money and that we kind of, the studies show that we've lost a little bit of money, we ain't getting the same ad revenue or demand for these all-star games that you guys keep mailing in. If this was more of a premium event in the eyes of people that buy commercials and buy advertisement, maybe we wouldn't have one of these issues. I'm not saying that's what they should do. I'm asking, do you think that might be a conversation?
So I could be wrong. This is why anytime someone says the league wanted a game seven, doesn't make sense, is because that dollar figure has already been established. Mm. Like, the TV rights are done. Mm-hmm. They've been sold. The All-Star Game rights are done and have been sold. A series, whether it is four games or seven games, has already been sold. The network makes that money back that they spent, the billions of dollars they've spent on ad revenue. I don't know what the split is for ad revenue, but I have to believe it is extremely, if not completely, favorable to the network.
So the Kia slam dunk contest, the Kia on the slam dunk contest goes more to the network than to the NBA.
No.
Okay.
Okay. That's different. I'm sorry. When you say, okay, you're right. I got you. When you say ad revenue, I'm thinking about the commercials. I'm thinking about the commercials that air during Game 7 or the All-Star break. The NBA is not getting that. Now, Kia on the slam dunk contest, the Sprite ball or what's the one? Starry. The Starry ball worth 100 in the three-point contest. Yeah, that's going to the league. And the little 7-up rack here at the end of the...
Oh, the 7-up rack 6!
No, I don't know what their infatuation is with lemon lime soda, but God damn it, man!
I guess they think
it's a good point. It's always been a lemon lime drink.
I think black people like lemon lime soda.
Studies might say we like it.
Well, was it Sprite?
Yeah, Sprite was there before.
Well, no, Sprite. I have to check my hip hop history. Sprite, I think, was the first major brand to use hip hop as a part of their advertising. And it became it out. So I think Sprite, man, I think Sprite and Coke, the same family. Sprite outsold Coke. And everyone was like, what is this? I don't know, man. Black people love lemon lime soda. I don't know what it is.
Bro, they went from Sprite to Mountain Dew to Starry.
Bro.
I'm looking at it right now.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, man. I guess there's something to it.
Hey, man.
But Starry is still going to, and I don't know if this is a year-to-year deal either. I'm just trying to figure it out. But Starry is still going to sponsor the three-point contest. But if the ratings are a certain way, if the interest is a certain way, maybe when those negotiations happen, I'm not giving you $1.3 million.
Yeah.
Because nobody's checking for this.
No, for sure.
I'm going to give you $1.1 million, or I'm going to give you nine, whatever, you know?
Yeah, but that'll be a problem in 9 years. That'll be a bigger problem later, which is why I'm sure Adam is so worried, or I'm sure why so many people are worried about destroying that product. It's like, who's going to buy the rights to this again? And it could just be a thing where you inflate a number to a network and say, well, you get the All-Star game with this. Even if you don't care as the network, it's like, well, you get it with this number. That's what you get.
That happens.
Flying a little close to the sun, bro. Flying a little too close to the sun right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. But it does. That's the game.
This, yeah.
That was a fascinating read. That was a real good find on your part. That was a real good find on your part.
They said Steph Curry. I saw the caption. It was like, yeah, Steph Curry got to give back $5 million. Yeah. I said, what?
Can you imagine Steph Curry getting a phone call from his accountant? Like, hey, man, you're not going to like this. I know you've earned $500 million in your career, but you got to give $5 million back.
That's crazy.
I'd be pissed.
Hell yeah. $5 million is $5 million.
I don't care if my salary is $55 million. I'd be pissed.
And based on something that I didn't do wrong, I didn't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I performed.
Mm-hmm.
They miscalculated the books.
So I'm losing $5 million because the Pacers went to the finals?
Hey,
out of my face.
I promise you this. Look, what are the odds on a OKC repeat? Let me bet against it.
None.
Adam saw that, said, Knicks Lakers next year.
Adam hit him with the – Adam and Steph Curry hit him with the Batista, like, thumbs down.
You know what small market would not have that issue?
Sacramento.
Isn't Sacramento, like, top five ticket sale? Average ticket sale price or something?
For now.
Yeah, but for now, but if they, I think they're proven, certified, verified. If they got in the playoffs, it wouldn't be like OKC in Indiana.
Yeah.
That game one first round was.
Yeah, we looked at that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
you don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, we looked at the OKC buy-in. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. Of course, we looked at it after, I think it was a Knicks buy-in where Kamara was like, hey, it's only $1,500 to get into a game.
Come on, Kamara. Like,
Kamara, if you're listening, you're not, because it's 6:30 where you're at. I'm never paying $1,500 to get into a basketball game. I'm certainly not paying $1,500 to get into a New York Knicks playoff game. And called and acted like it was no big deal.
He said, no, it's a good deal, guys.
I'm actually glad
for the game before everything else he'd want to do that night.
I'm actually happy Kamara hasn't come back here.
Where would we go if Kamara was here? Where would we go?
Home? a night with that dude would just be too much.
What's the most expensive night he could have here? We'd go to the kitchen, but you have to have reservations.
I ain't going. Fool me. You can't get fooled again. I'm not doing that again.
We'd go to Q and he'd like it.
Oh, look, Q is that. So if we need that, you can get the private dining experience with Chef Q. He has that. He has you. Mm-hmm. You could get that. You could reserve it, and you're going to pay for it. But as we know, Kamara will pay for it.
Yeah, he ain't tripping.
Gonna have to cover us too.
We'd go to Baker Family Wines.
Oh yeah, we'd
that'd be
that.
A good look.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be a great look.
And I don't know. It'd be a pretty
and that's
pretty
it.
Cheap night
for him.
There's not much he could do there that's expensive.
It'd be perfect for him. Look, hey man, you came to California and saved some money.
That's it. It'd be like DeMarcus. Like, I was going to California. I thought I was gonna be. $1,500 for an hour.
Poor DeMarcus Cousins thought he was flying into Sacramento, was looking for the ocean. Hey.
That's what he said. So he said, where the water?
Where's the ocean? Like, because all of California is next to the ocean. It's just one thin strip of state that runs along the coast. Sorry, Boogie. It was fun reliving in DeMarcus's getting ridiculous moment.
That rat that was that tried to get
that should be a technical foul, and then flip the script right after. Oh, that shouldn't have been a technical foul.
That rat,
you should have known right then and there about that, dude.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Do I still have that drop? Here it is.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Should have been a technical.
You're gonna roll her sleeves up to her neck. Yeah, and you're gonna choke, dude.
All right, man. Roll them high.
I didn't even remember that moment when he just. Just snitched on DeMarcus. And then when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, he tried to switch up. Wasn't that Doug on the, when Doug was like, yeah, I don't think so, bro.
Oh, I thought that was Jerry.
Maybe was it was. That Doug? I don't remember.
Oh, I thought it was Jerry.
It might have been.
I thought that might have been before Doug. Then I saw Garrett Temple, and I didn't remember Garrett and DeMarcus playing together.
Yeah.
My Garrett that? Year is off.
They moving to go to win in 15?
16? I was at the first game, so it had to have been 16 because I was at the last game at Arco and the first game at Golden One.
That's rich.
And no, I was there as a media member, sir.
I tried to get both. I couldn't do it.
Were you on the way back from Beverly Hills that time?
Probably. No, you guys are jackasses.
Probably. Look, I'm so
what,
poor.
We're jackasses because we've never been to Beverly Hills?
I'm so poor. I was at the second to last game at Arco, they played the Memphis Grizzlies, and I was at the second game at Golden One. They played the Timberwolves.
I'm so poor that I just got to go to regular season games, not even special ones like Damian.
And I sat up in the rafters.
You know, I didn't have to put up with this at 11:40. I got into both of those games. Ah, that's a lie. I got into the first game at Golden One as a media member. I was doing the show with Jason. The guy who ran the station at the time was an absolute idiot. He was like, "Hey, go do the whole day we'll be at the Golden One Center."
Yeah.
In theory, hey, I get what you're saying. Also, it's the first day in a brand new arena. What do you think is happening inside that arena?
A bunch of tests. And
from
stuff like
12
that.
To 3, you've got sound checks. You've got speaker checks. You have the Sacramento Kings dance team working out 2 feet from us with their music blaring. And prior to the music starting, it's so quiet. Jason and I are talking about whatever we're talking about, and it's just stone cold silent in there, and they're getting ready to do their rehearsal. And I'm like, hey, man, do we need to be quiet? Like they're trying to do, they're trying to work.
Where were and, you, were you guys like courtside on that
yeah,
one?
Yeah. So we're down, where, yeah, we're just
like
down
Scott
at that
Moak
table.
And everybody
yeah. We're just, there. We're just sitting down there and these, they're just trying to work. And we're sitting here with, you know, trying to do a sports show while they're dancing to the Black Eyed Peas or whatever it was.
Hector said,
then
national anthem practice.
That's a shoot. That all happened.
And the Rockets. Regular.
Oh, my God.
Hey, D'Lo and Jason Ross are like the kickers trying to get their practice in while they're doing all. They got the flag out ready to go.
There was another one, and I can't remember why we were there. But we were doing a broadcast, and I guess the Kings were playing the Spurs. Mm. But our show starts at 12. Mm. The Spurs have shoot around at 11. Pop has all of the curtains pulled, and you're not allowed in the lower bowl while the Spurs are doing shoot around. Mm. So we get there, and it's like, oh, you guys can't go in here. It's like, no. We have to do our show. We have to work. Hey, the Spurs were clear. No one is allowed in here. No, man. We have to do our show starts in 5 minutes. We have to go to our position and do the show. I'm really sorry. They were very strict with us. No one is allowed in the lower bowl while the Spurs are on the court. And we're looking around like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
So we called and said, hey, Spurs shoot around isn't over. We can't get to our position. Idiot. Oh, all right. Well, just go there when they're done.
Sir.
Any one of those jackass was fired.
That makes so much sense.
And Jason and I are sitting at looking at each other like a couple of idiots, like, all right, well, I guess we'll just sit here and start the show what wound up being like 10 minutes late because Greg Popovich was having practice. Shoot around.
You know what's crazy? I think about that, too. What if you were allowed to do the show while they were doing shoot around and the way that NBA players talk is like 5 feet away from you.
Better yet.
Just
better yet.
Letting F-bombs and everything go.
Oh, my God.
On the broadcast. Yeah, well.
I just saw the score of the Giants-Phillies game.
Just getting ready for Friday.
Shout out Mike Yastrzemski. Got some pitches in today.
Oh, they went with the position player pitcher.
Yeah,
I turned it off.
Got to be better than Verlander. You said, imagine doing a show with NBA players the way that they talk. Imagine doing our show with Greg Popovich 10 feet away.
Hey, Pop wouldn't care about nothing.
I mean, as long as we bought Baker Family Wine with us, I think Pop would have been fine.
He would have been fine. With
Pop's
that.
A wine guy. Yeah. If we had, hey, Pop. It's from Dusty Baker, man. From Dusty Baker to you. Try this cab right here. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I would have pieced up everything.
Yeah,
pieced
man.
Up everything. The game I went to, second game against Minnesota.
Second game at the Golden 1 Center or second to last game?
Second game at the Golden 1 Center.
Okay.
You know who hit a lot of big-time shots? I'm going to try and find this.
I remember who the last game at Arco was against. Mm-hmm. And for obvious, it was Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who the first game at Golden 1 was against.
It was, you'll remember when I say it. It was against the Spurs. You remember what happened there? Damn, I don't even know if we should bring this up, but
I wonder if this was the same day.
It was against the Spurs.
I wonder if this was the same day, because I kept thinking, why were we broadcasting on a random game where the Spurs were there? Maybe it was the same day.
And then, NBA guru, I'm not going to put that. Kawhi stole the ball, remember? Just pretty much ended the young man's career. On back-to-back plays.
I don't know why I don't remember that.
That's what stands out the most.
I remember Dave climbing a ladder. I remember glow sticks. I remember that. I remember the glow sticks like lighting up.
He climbed the ladder on that game?
Yeah. Right, Dave climbed the ladder.
He climbed the ladder when Vivek officially had the team.
Yo, the man is Shawn Michaels. He just likes climbing ladders. But if I remember correctly, he climbed the ladder and broke the glow stick and was like, I don't remember what he said, but it, and then everyone hold on to your glow stick. And then like they would control how it lit up. I remember that. I did not remember it was against the Spurs, but now I'm thinking this was the same damn game.
The game, yeah, so what I was talking about was Kawhi Leonard. I'll just say, we're talking basketball. Kawhi Leonard stole the ball twice from Ben McLemore, like in the third quarter, and just...
Well, that's not what ended his career.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah, that's what I remember from the opening game. The second game, that's the one I was at. 12 big-time points as the Kings beat the Timberwolves 106-103 from Matt Barnes. Mm. Oh, boy. Three threes from Matt Barnes. He was cooking.
Well, I'm sure the play-by-play guy loved calling that. Yo, you know what else I remember about the opening game? They wore those stupid-ass tuxedos that they wore back in, like, 1985.
Yeah, for Arco 2.
It's like, you guys thought this was a good idea? This is not the look you guys think it is. You look ridiculous. There's a reason that was in 1985.
In that Timberwolves-Kings game, the most, like, if you just had to say, hey, just guess what this guy would have done in this game, probably would have been pretty close.
Okay.
I'll say the name. Zach LaVine played in this game. What do you think his stat line was?
I'm going to go 28. I'm going to go 20. 4-4.
24-5-3.
21-5-2.
Am I on the board? I don't
know. Well, you said 28. He said
20. I said 20.
Oh, you said 20.
I said 20, and then I was going to say 8 rebounds, and I changed it.
He did say 28, Casey.
Oh, that's
what I... Oh, bro, you're trash, bro. It is trash. This whole operation is trash.
21-5-2. We'll give that to D-Lo just to keep him from getting another win.
That'd be good.
7 of 14, 3 of 7 from 3. That's
seven
like
of 14.
I feel like that's what Zach LaVine's done every game
tomorrow.
Of his career.
Yeah. I mean, it's he's not four as consistent. Like that he's not as consistent as DeMar. Mm-hmm. DeMar it feels like you could write him in for a number. Mm-hmm. Unless Mike Brown is coaching him. If anyone but Mike Brown is coaching him.
Well, sometimes change is good.
Well, after a month and a half, sometimes you need it. But I guess that's why we kind of changed our thought on DeMar. Like, are we sure we're just throwing out 20 points a night, 22 points a night?
Hey, look, I saw it. I saw it in real time. I saw what it looks like in real time. And there are hit and miss type nights. But Zach LaVine last year, it was 23.3, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, shot 51% from the field, 44% from beyond the arc, 82% from the free throw line. People talk about him like he's...
Those were his numbers with the Kings? Or on
just
the season?
On the season. On the season. And remember, I think his numbers with Chicago and the Kings were like damn near the same.
Yeah.
The splits. People talk about him like I just don't want this guy on my team no more.
Just don't like the way it looks.
And like I said, I saw it, and there were times when he was just not aggressive enough for me. He was too passive. I don't like that. There are parts of his game that I don't like. Like, I want him to be better at. But, damn, the production is the production. Like, that's you can't be this bum of a player with that type of production. You can't be somebody where it's like, get this guy off my team. Like, no, maybe you don't want to pay him that much. But it's not a get this guy off my team situation.
He's been a 20 point per game scorer 5 of the last 6 seasons. And the one season he wasn't, in the 23-24 season, he was 19.5.
I don't know, man.
His 3-point percentage went up 10 points last year.
Jeez.
His 3-point percentage went up 3-ish points, 2.5 points over his previous career high, which he only did once back in 2021. He's not a bad basketball player, man. I think
I would even venture to say he's actually a good basketball player. Is he great? Is he worth the money? Oh, that's all debatable.
Well, that's the thing. That's always the thing, whether people want to admit it or not. You rarely anymore judge a player by
if he's good or not.
You judge a player by their production. You're more likely to judge a player by what they make versus their production. Mm. Like if you're making in the vicinity of a LeBron, a Steph, you better be LeBron or Steph. Mm-hmm. Zach LaVine's not that. But his contract fit at the time. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. And because he's averaging 20-something instead of 30-something, he's trash.
Yeah.
Or because the Bulls, again, well, you said the Bulls were one of the worst situations in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He came from the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so why is that on him? You brought this up earlier. We brought this up a million times. They had a horrible season. The Sacramento Kings had the season from hell. Zach LaVine had probably one of the most personally challenging seasons he could possibly have, in that all of these years of trade rumors finally amounted to him getting traded right after his wife had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never fault someone for dealing with life issues at work.
Right.
I think he's going to be even better next year. I think he's going to be a lot better. I don't know what that means for Sacramento,
yeah.
But I think Zach LaVine is going to be better than he was last year.
I agree.
And he was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
So we'll leave on that note because it's probably going to piss everybody off. They desperately want us to say Zach LaVine sucks. Appreciate everybody for tapping in, man. We're going to head over to 102.5 if you want to join us. If not, make sure you tapped in tomorrow with the Insiders with Jesse and Kyle Mattson here at 10 a.m. on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos Knicks. They're on my screen right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.